She's out there. You're the Florida version of Sex in the City, JD.
That's when I was smoking my cigar.
Don't be an asshole today.
Hey.
How are ya?
I'm here, happy to be here today. How are you doing, Denise?
Okay. I'm on the birthday train.
Oh man, that's right. When do you start the train? Because Monday is your birthday, right?
Yeah, we start on Sunday.
Okay. All right. So Sunday. So we will be starting the train when this airs.
Yeah, exactly. We booked into that really good steakhouse.
Oh, nice.
The steak and the lobster. So we'll be going to Miller and Carter. And then we carry it out with sushi. Well, burritos on Monday, sushi on Tuesday, pizza on Wednesday. I'm so good. I cooked my butt off today. I did stress cooking today. And so we're good, you know, till at least Saturday. And that's what I do. I stress cook.
I didn't even know stress cooking was a thing, but wow, you can cook. The pictures you sent me, oh my God.
No, I was on a roll today, man. I didn't stop. I was so bored with social media. Like I was so sick of the Met Gala pictures. I was just like, God, I wish that was canceled again this year. But I was so sick of it. And then I was sick of the news. I was sick of watching the, you know, Congress bullshit. I was sick of the California election bullshit. So I was like, I gotta find something to do. Like nothing is grabbing me. Like social media was just like not the thing doing, you know. So I was just like, you know what? I'm gonna clean out. Well, first of all, I'm gonna clean out the freezer. So I did a little dumpster dive in our freezer. And I just went to town, man. I was in the kitchen all day, which was better than yesterday. I was in the bathroom cleaning the day yesterday.
Stress cleaning. You stress cook and clean. That's good.
Stress cook and clean. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't cook really anything except microwaving. So, but
leftovers. I cook
and
leftovers.
I go out for things. I could do takeout very well.
Yeah. But that's my thing. It took me a long time to find takeout that I liked over here. That was the problem. But then when the lockdown happened, there was no choice. Like you just had to find something and
exactly. Right.
Yeah. So that opened up all new lanes, you know, like this place is, I think it's called Tortilla, and they just have like the best tacos and burritos that I've had over here in 10 years. You know, like I've never found a place that there were a few things that really caught me over here that became like either traditional things. Like we would go to this thing called the Cow Pie Festival every year in May in Lingfield. Uh-huh. And it's just livestock, which is so weird, but you could like pet a sheep or pet a cow or see a bunch of pigs or like just kind of like all local farm stuff, and they had stalls that made like chutneys and jams and you know, like they just had like amazing breads and cheeses, and so it's a little bit of that. Then they have like all kinds of weird competitions going on all day, like doggy agility courses and stuff like that, and they have like a car show and it's just something that we did every year. And it was so fun, and it's been canceled like the last couple of years, and I really miss it because they had like really good food. Like they're you know, when you go like to the Renaissance Festival, people walking around with like a turkey leg and you're like, I'm gonna get one of those. So it's like, it's kind of like that. And I saw this person walking around with this huge like sub style something, and I'm like, what is that? And they said, oh, it's roast pork. it's just a big thing of roast pork
at a place where you could pet a pig. They have
on the whole other side of the field.
Well, you know, yeah, that's the whole farm mentality, which I just don't.
The farm.
I'm not a vegetarian. Thing. Yeah, I'm a little close to being a vegetarian. I'm much more than ever in my life.
Yeah, I can't. I just
about it now.
Yeah, I don't think about it when I'm outside of the house. When I'm in the house, I think about it more. But but yeah, this was just one of these things that every year I would go mainly to get like olive bread. Like it was like focaccia with olives baked in it. Olive breads. And there was a lemon cheddar cheese that I know sounds gross, but it was really good. And like some kind of weird chutney. And then the roast pork sandwich was just that's it. And that's one of those things that's like, I just miss it so much. Like, I swear to God, that's the festival, the Cow Pie Festival being canceled and Eurovision, you know, being online. And last year was really bad. So, you know,
I got to see that a little bit.
Yeah.
Enlightened to that.
Yeah. So there's a few things here that are just annual and it's like, it's time to just get it back to normal, but birthdays are annual and I know it's a big deal and I know I should be super excited about it, but you know, whatever. Yeah. You know, when you get to a certain age, you just kind of let them ride.
Oh yeah. I've already been there. I've passed that age. So I don't do a week for my birthday. In fact, I've only recently started putting it on Facebook because it always begs the question, how old are you? So I don't want that part to come along with it.
Yeah.
We had quite a run. I'm happy to be back on the show because we had a run in my family with COVID the last 10 days.
I know. I said like in my last two things, I'm like, I'm so sorry JD's not here, but her family's getting ravaged by COVID.
Oh my God. Thank God everyone's tested negative. I was one of the last two standing. My sister Marianne and I were the last two standing that thank God did not get it. So we were able to help everyone else, but it was a treat to go into work. So that just tells you how. So for today's drink, I actually went back to our first show. I think I had Rebel Yell.
Oh, that's funny.
I wanted to do a Rebel Yell.
I've got the Keeper's smoked bourbon.
It looks like the same, almost same bottle.
Kind of cool. Yeah, this is the one with the, it's bourbon with, I'm sorry, it's bourbon with smoked honey.
Oh, and, wow, that sounds good.
It's just like, it's really good bourbon, you know? I mean, like, I don't know, but for me, like, look how much I have like killed this bottle.
I like the smoked honey thing.
Honey, but the bourbon is produced in Florida and the honey is produced here in Britain. So this is like a hybrid of both of us.
That is not.
Yeah, so I'm having that with in Coke because I'm simple like that. But you know what? Let's bring Tyler in.
Yes,
he's got up his sleeve, and he'll probably make us look bad because we're drinking.
Right. I'm just on the rock. Tyler,
there he is. We're just talking about our crappy drinks and wondering what you've got.
Good. I don't have a crappy drink.
I know, but we do. So we were really hoping that you would elevate us a little bit. What do you got?
Oh,
look at that. Macallan.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
So I got Rebel Yell. I went Southern.
Ooh, how was that?
It's good. It's I'm not gonna say it's the smoothest whiskey. It's a bourbon whiskey.
Does it make you want to yell?
Yes, it does, and I needed to, so it's perfect for today.
Bourbon as well, made in it's distilled and aged in Florida for 18 months, and then it has British smoked honey in it.
Ooh,
yeah. Keeper is the name of the place that does the smoked honey, okay. But they also have like gins and whiskeys. But I went with the bourbon because it was on sale. But I'm so committed that I'm I I can't wait to get the next bottle because we're
put quite a
dent in it.
Well, that was, I finally decided to see what the fuss was about with the Macallan. And, you know, I've been trying through scotch and I've tried some, you know, variety of scotches and everything and said, okay, let me try. It's probably marketing, but let me give it a try. So I bought the 15. I didn't want just the, you know, their most entry level, but I wasn't going to spend, you know, hundreds of dollars. And the 15 is one of the best scotches I've had. I'm so mad. They did such a good job. It is fantastic.
That was one of the ones that was in the glass case at my pub.
Yes.
You know, there were ones that were on the shelf and then there were ones that were in the case. Like the wood something reserve, you know.
Yep. Woodford.
Woodford Reserve.
Woodford Reserve. That's the one. Yeah. And Bullet and Buffalo Trace. And yeah, there were a few that were just, you know, the special ones.
So I had the 15 and it was so good that I had to invite friends over to try it because it's just one of those that you don't see very often, even in places. And when you do, it's priced at, you know.
Really? Is that true?
Yeah, you see the 12 a lot, but I don't see the 15 very, I mean, you can find it. Yeah. But even when you do, you find it at, you know, $60 to $80, $90 a pour or something. You know, it really is a status thing in a lot of places that I've seen it. And it's a damn good scotch. It just is. It tastes amazing. It's a
great Instagram to follow too. They've got nice stuff to
okay.
Follow. Yeah.
I'm gonna have to check that out then because I'm blown away. Great work. One of my friends was tasting it and he's learning wine and he goes, "This is what they mean when they say buttery." And it truly is. If you ever wonder when somebody talks about buttery when they're tasting an alcohol, this just gets it right. It just kind of lingers nicely. It's not too hot, but it just kind of has a really nice, not oily, but buttery is the perfect term. Like kind of just.
Wow.
Like,
oh, now I feel like, now I'm mad I never tried it at the bar.
But it is good. It's what I decided to drink to kind of pregame for this because I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about it, but I think somebody's birthday is coming up.
It is. We were just saying it's Monday, but I like to get a little bit of a jump. So we're going out for like a mean meal on Sunday.
Yes.
And then I get like a almost like a week off in the kitchen as part of my birthday present. So it's like whatever takeaways I want, like whatever delivery that is my favorite is on the list for that week. And that's pretty much how we do the birthday thing.
Perfect. Well, for that, I wanted to use something that I've heard you talk about a couple times and make a birthday dessert drink. That's basically a birthday cake in a glass in a great way. So,
oh, wow. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm excited for this one.
Yes. And it's
cake stuff.
It was one of those that the root of this drink is something called a grasshopper, which is generally creme de menthe and creme de cacao with a little bit of cream. It's a nice dessert drink. Usually considered at this point, like an old lady dessert drink or something.
I was going to say. Like,
and
I remember Emily, my grandmother liking those.
Yes. But Emily and I love them. And we go out specifically to order them with some of our friends sometimes after dinner and everything.
Making me a grasshopper.
I am not quite making you a grasshopper. I'm going to make you a locust.
Oh.
So
okay.
So I decided you've mentioned it like every single one of these interactions we've had, the Jameson Caskmates edition.
The stout edition. Like, yeah, that's the one, baby. That's the one.
So I was thinking about the stout, and there's the IPA and the stout. And I was standing there in the liquor store just waiting for inspiration to come. And, you know, the very helpful folks at Joe's Liquor and or Joe's Wine in Memphis are coming by. Can we help you? Can we help you? And it's like, no, I'm just waiting. Just waiting. And one of my good friends walked in and he walks up and he goes, "Tyler, it's good to see you." And I look at my friend Nick and I go, "Stout or IPA?" And he just looks at me and goes, "Stout." That was it. That's what I was waiting for. I was just waiting for somebody who knew nothing about what was going on to just make the decision. So because I went stout, I decided to stick with kind of the grasshopper build because I think it's really fun. There's not enough mint things in the world that I find. We did
bond a little bit of the Rumple Mints.
Yes. Yeah. And that was the perfect plug for the next ingredient here. We're going with some straight up and down Rumple Mints. Nice 50%. You can burn it. You can set it on fire. You can do whatever you want with it.
You can drink it with a straw.
That is old school. Yeah. Very old school.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the nice original party shots.
Yeah,
exactly. Exactly.
So that's what I'm using instead of Creme de Menthe. It's a little more minty and definitely more boozy. And then I was looking at the creme de cacaos and some of that, and I had to just suck up and get the Godiva chocolate liqueur.
I've got that. Oh, I'm so excited. I can make this drink.
Yes.
Okay.
Perfect. And then for my version, there's also some homemade chocolate liqueur that I got from Miss Judy Routley this Christmas that I believe is just a little bit of cream, some Hershey's chocolate syrup, and a lot of vodka.
But, excellent. Okay. Yes. I've got Hershey's syrup and I've got vodka.
A little bit of cream and you can make all this happen.
I got the cream too.
Perfect. So truly, when you make just a grasshopper, again, a good classic dessert cocktail, part of the reason I wanted to do one is, you know, dessert cocktails are always fun, and this is one of the sweet ones. It's not just a shot. It's not a shot in a coffee. It truly is sweet and kind of desserty. Would normally be equal parts of your mint, which, again, I'm using Rumple Mints here, which is stronger than your normal creme de menthe, and your creme de cacao, which I'm using the Godiva chocolate here, so it's going to be sweeter and actually less boozy than a lot of your standards. So,
I feel like this is going to taste like an alcoholic Aero mint chocolate bar. Yeah. Okay.
That's very good. I keep saying like chocolate mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Yeah.
Love the pairing of the chocolate with the mint and the creaminess, because that's my favorite ice cream. So
yes, good. Yeah. Well, we're all going to enjoy this one then.
Well, so, you are.
Yes. So with the Jameson Stout Edition, first off,
so good, right?
Mm-hmm. It's Jameson, so I have to hit it from the bottle. I just can't. You know, good habits die hard.
Yeah.
And it does. It tastes like Jameson, which I'm proud of them. I mean, really, it's.
But don't you get different notes? But don't you get like the little bit of vanilla? Yeah.
As it sits in your mouth, as you finish, once you kind of that aftertaste, it's sweet, it's vanilla, it's a little bit of that malt. It's the finishing flavors of a stout.
Yeah.
And it's impressive and it's fun. And I've, I bought this, yesterday to work on it, and I'm making progress through it, and not all of it has been the cocktail. So
we're gonna go with the one, the reason why I think I connected to it, because when you go to the Jameson Distillery, that's the one they really push. When you walk in and you're handed a drink, it is that with ginger ale and lime,
Got it.
And I don't want to try the other one, the regular. Like, I'd pass that up for the stout anytime.
Yeah, no, I was very pleased. I've heard you talk about it. And when my friend walked in and said the stout, it was done. Yeah. Gotta get it, try it.
He knows the good stuff.
Yes.
It's a good mate you got there, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep on. So for this, I went with 1.5 ounces. So again, it is a dessert cocktail. So it's a little less than my normal 2 ounces. But then we're gonna spike that with a good 50%, a half ounce of the Rumple Mints, and then this is fantastic with 1 full ounce of the Godiva chocolate liqueur. I'm going to do a little different. I'm going to do 3/4 ounce of it, however, and then I'm going to have to get my mom's recipe because I've been sipping on this and it's really good. But 3/4 ounce of the Godiva, and then just
did Judy make that? More. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Did Judy make that? Your mom made that?
She did. I truly think that Judy made this.
Why am I just hearing about this?
I don't know. I don't believe. I think her and her friend might have made it, or they gave it to her. I don't know. In my story, she made it because it's more fun.
I like it. Okay, we're that. I'm absolutely. Sorry.
Go ahead. Yeah, no, that's that. I need Judy to be involved in the birthday drink.
Yes.
Yeah. Just tying it all together. Right. And then I just have some cream. I do about 1 ounce of cream. And what the cream's going to help do a little bit too is it adds some body and texture to the cocktail. It tastes fine without the cream. But with the cream, it just adds another element. You'll see
that's the birthday cake element, man.
Yeah. It makes it fluffy.
Yeah.
So we're going to add all that to a cocktail shaker with ice. We're going to shake it up. So, cue shaking montage.
The Lotus birthday drink.
So good hard shake. What's fun when you add kind of the cream with some of these other elements and you shake it nice and hard with good fresh ice.
A little bubbly.
It's going to be just a little bit bubbly at the end.
Ooh, that looks so good. Looks so good.
Oh, come on. That's like a Friday's drink right there, man.
It is. It is.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah.
See the nice little separation at the top there?
It's perfect.
And it does. It tastes. So it does. It tastes like mint chocolate chip chocolate ice cream.
It's a little thick, right?
Yeah, it has a little bit of the booze to it.
In my birthday drink. I'm honored.
Absolutely.
First we have the Marlene, now we have the Lotus Denise. Right? Wow.
Oh, come on.
It's perfect. I just need an excuse to make a drink. That's all I'm looking for.
That's great though. Oh,
and man. It is fantastic. I've now drank like three of them before this started. So,
wow.
Pretty pleased with this one. They go down easy.
So we got, let me go over this. We got an ounce and a half of the Jameson Caskmate.
Yes. Hold on. My cat found the cream.
Of course. Of course. And then we have, go through it with me again.
So it's an ounce and a half of the Jameson Caskmates. It's a half ounce, 2 3/4 ounce of the Rumplemintz. Kind of play with how spicy you want it.
Right.
Then it's going to be a full ounce of the Godiva chocolate liqueur.
Okay. And then just hit it with cream.
Yep. Then a half ounce to an ounce of cream. If you got heavy cream, go half ounce. If you're using half and half, a
full ounce. If I wanted to make Judy's special chocolate milk.
Yes.
It would just be like chocolate, Hershey syrup, Hershey syrup, yep. Vodka.
Yep.
And
I believe just some cream or milk.
Okay.
I'm gonna get the details on that.
I'm okay with that.
But it's good and she real boozy. It's definitely your vodka to other ingredient ratio is quite high in that one.
Not your grandma's chocolate milk, it's your mom's. Right.
Yeah.
That's mom's chocolate milk right there.
I was going to say, or maybe it is, you don't know.
That's true. I'm going to have to make that on Monday just in honor of your birthday, Denise, because I love chocolate mint chip ice cream. So I'm having that on Monday for your birthday.
It really feels like, I mean, this is the first, Tyler, no joke, this is the first time I think I've had every ingredient.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have the Rumplemintz, but I think I can source that.
I will not lie. I tried to pick some things that I knew were going to be available that side of the pond.
Awesome. Do you know what I did get? I'll show you because these are weird and I needed to ask you about these anyways. Hold on.
See, that's what I love about you, Tyler. Your attention to detail with when you're making something special for a person, holiday. I love your thinking outside the box and your attention to detail. It's a beautiful thing.
It's what makes it fun. What is that? What is that?
Well, I got I got this off the internet. And it's absinthe flavored spirit. So it's not real absinthe.
Interesting.
But it's green, which is weird. I know.
Okay.
But it has that black jelly bean.
Yep.
Flavor.
Yep. Star anise or licorice, but it's really star anise is usually.
And it's like fire, like green fire in your mouth.
Is that what absinthe is, like a licorice? Is that what
so absinthe is going to be what is called an anisette, and I will pull up another anisette real fast.
Wow. The expression on your face. I don't know if I want that stuff or not, but.
So another anisette is like, that's pretty popular, especially kind of.
Pernod, yeah, Hazel has that.
Yeah. So Pernod is another one that's an anisette, and it smells like black jelly beans. A perfect description for what they smell like.
Yeah.
And they're a sweet, Anisette, they taste like black jelly beans in liquid form with alcohol. You like them or you hate them. Yeah.
Black jelly beans that are on fire.
That is perfect.
Wow.
What is the percentage on that one?
Let's have a look, shall we? Oh my God, I can't even read this.
I know, on that tiny little bottle that's
ABV distilled. Okay, it's 50%.
Okay. Yeah. That's a flaming black jelly bean for sure.
That's a flaming black jelly bean for sure. But like, it's weird because it's not absinthe. It's marketed as spirit flavoring in the flavor of absinthe, but
interesting.
It's is absinthe green?
Here's a very fun gap in my knowledge. Emily is the member of the family who loves her anisettes, and she would probably be able to answer all of these questions.
Okay.
However, though she's usually here when I'm recording this, she's actually in Kent right now, on a winery. Harvesting wine. Yes.
Is it like a girl's trip?
No, she's working for 6 weeks over there.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so she's actually working with the winemaking and vinification and all of that.
Did you say Kent?
Oh, I guess.
Kent, yeah.
My Kent?
Yeah, you're Kent.
Your yep. Kent.
I was just in Kent like 2 weeks ago.
Well, she is potentially coming to London on her weekends. I will make sure I get the two of you in contact.
Oh, yeah, if she needs anything, she would love to meet you. By all means, like, yeah, of course. The other thing that I got here, again, from this knockoff company, was a again top shelf spirit flavoring cherry bourbon. So this one is a 40%, so this one's probably not gonna light my fire. Yeah. Tastes I feel like it's gonna taste like cherry, fake cherry. That's still strong.
On a scale of one to Robitussin, where are we at?
Oh yeah,
right. Cough syrup.
That is exactly like Vic's Robitussin. Look at the color of that. That is a strange color.
Oh, that is
those common little samples or something.
That is not green nor brown. That is a strange.
I know it's not. It's like that.
It's definitely not red. But
yeah, it is. It's like that stuff you used to put on cuts.
Like an elixir or something. Yes. Yeah, like something medicinal. Very medicinal.
Very much like, snake oil. That's so weird. I don't know what this company is, but they're like either like fire in a bottle.
Yeah, what is the name of that company again?
Top Shelf Spirit Flavoring.
You know, I flavoring. Love it when you just call it what it is. Just say what you do.
And knock off.
Ooh. It's like the knockoff perfumes, only in alcohol.
Exactly. I like that they warn you that this comes with a green hue.
Oh, nice.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's supposed to.
Yeah, it's okay. It's supposed to look like that.
It's supposed to look like mouthwash.
Yeah. Don't be alarmed. It's on purpose.
That's like the kind of stuff that you crack out after you've had all your perfect drinks. Right, and everybody's a little bit buzzed, and they're willing. They're real open-minded. I was saying, I'll tell you what, Jay. When we have Kate on in October, these are the kinds of things that her and her husband will experience. Like they'll be the ones to push it on you at a party. So I'm going to suggest that they come for a visit, and I will save these, and I will have her and her husband test those out.
I'm going to have to order some for that show.
They were the ones that introduced me to, Tyler, I'm sure you're familiar, Kraken.
Yes. Right? Hold on. Yeah, I'll be right back.
They introduced me to Kraken at a Christmas party. And rum and Coke has never been the same. But Kraken is that super spicy rum. And
oh, is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah, and it's really good with... like ginger beer and lime. It makes like an incredible dark and stormy. Like those are like when you're in Key West, that's one of the drinks they push on you at like the rum barrel or whatever.
Oh, right.
Oh, no way. Shit. That's the bottle and everything.
I love Kraken.
Got the t-shirt.
I am absolutely obsessed. It is a fantastic black rum. And whenever me and my college friends get together, we have to slay a Kraken.
It's so fun. And we buy a handle.
Do you mix
it?
What do you mix? Mix it with anything?
Nope. You buy a handle because it's one of the ones that it comes with a little finger ring on it. Like an old jug. So you buy a 1.75 liter of it, and we just have to kill it without mixing it with anything.
That's brave. Like I was just telling Jay when we made Dark and Stormies at the bar, but the best one I ever had was in Key West at the Rum Barrel. Look at that. He's such a walking advertisement.
So by spicy, do you mean it's hot?
When you talk about spiced rums, you usually mean
vanilla, it's cinnamon.
Yeah, like a lot of baking spices.
They're real tasty, yeah.
Yeah, and Kraken's going to be close to a blackstrap. I don't know if it's actually anything, but
it reminds me when
very dark Captain molasses Morgan,
made the tattoo. I don't know if they even make that anymore. Does Captain Morgan still make tattoo?
I don't know if they still do, but you can still buy it.
Yeah, that was good.
Was that the spice drum?
Yeah.
Was the spice drum?
Yeah. So good. I went from that to then I tried Private Stock, and I really like Captain Morgan Private Stock. That was nice. Yeah, those are good spiced rums. We're going to have to go down that lane. We're going to have to wobble down that lane at some point.
Oh, yeah. I've been learning a lot about whiskey, but rum is my bag. So eventually we're going to have to shift into full rum gear. And
yeah, me too. That's always been – it's like probably the worst possible drink to drink if you're a diabetic, but
– it's only absolutely sugar-based.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well,
Yeah, this is a great idea.
Despite my taste for Jack Daniels, which I do have, I am a rum person myself, and my birthday's in October.
Okay. So I see what's happening. I see what's happening here.
She's going to get just the rum drink. I got the Lotus, and she's going to get the rum drink. But I feel like it goes with everything, like standard rum and Coke. Like with a spiced rum, totally ups your game. Mm-hmm. You know, like I'm so far past plain old Bacardi that, you know, like I don't even get why people do that anymore. But yeah, the spiced rums are, they can jazz up a Coke. They can jazz up a ginger beer. It's ridiculous. Like it's just I think that's more like when I first moved here, my going out jam was whiskey sours until I saw how difficult those were to make for bartenders. You know, they all make them like without the instead of just using the
mix.
Sour mix, they were doing it with, you know, lemons, really doing it. And then I changed.
They use the egg white.
Yeah, they do the whole nine yards. So I changed
fantastic to drink though. Rum and Coke.
Yeah. It is good. It is good, but. Yeah, you don't want to be that person when it's really busy and you go up there and everybody's ordering like Jack and Cokes and you're like, "Our whiskey sour, please."
That almost sounds like an old-fashioned drink, right? A whiskey sour. Didn't they drink those like in the Mad Men days?
Yes, that's another one.
A Manhattan, an old-fashioned, a rusty nail, and a whiskey sour.
Nail.
The rusty nail.
Yeah. Sidecar. Oh. Yeah. I had a rusty nail at a real super fancy restaurant because it was like the only thing I recognized when they handed me the drinks menu. Mm-hmm. So it was like one of those like Michelin star restaurants. So it was going to be an expensive night anyways. Mm-hmm. So I ordered that. And of course they brought it and I took a sip. I was like, oh man, this is awful. Like I can't believe we're waiting $17.50 for a drink and it is so bad. So, yeah.
On that note, because of where you're at, they just released the new 50 top bars in the world list, and London has like between 6 and 10 of them on that list.
The American Bar at Savoy?
I don't know if American Bar at Savoy won or got on the list again. They usually do, so I'm gonna punt and say they did. But the Knopf right now is number one in the world.
Oh, I went to a LGBT expo there at the Connaught Room. Yeah.
Yeah, so they are number one in the world this time. And then Emily was just sending me pictures. She spent two nights in London before she went to the winery. and she hit like six of the top like 50 in the world, and was just kind of
picking them. Oh my god, she made use of her Oyster card, her rail pass.
Yes. Oh yes, she did. No, I still have my Oyster card because it's just, why would I buy a new one when I go? But
yeah, you just reload it when you come back.
Oh, but no. So London's on the map again. I mean, they've had a couple of years where they've been. This is another year where it's a good year to be in the UK. So
I need to make that trip. I need to do my little pub tour that I want to do.
Yeah, you're not going to find any good cocktails in a pub, but.
Well, where can I go? Like, well, okay, we'll figure it out. Are they letting people back in again? I guess they are, because Emily's there, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think as long as you're fully vaxxed, there's no quarantine.
Okay.
Yep. If, well, and you have to get a test before
and you go, and on a day test two. After
you get there.
Yeah. Yeah. Test before and then a test on day two. Yeah, I know, because I'm trying to figure out how to get my parents here for the holidays. So I'm really been on that website like a maniac.
And it changes regularly.
It does. Every place does. Like, that's just it. Like, for us to travel someplace else, like, you have to check and see if it's on the amber list or if it's a green. If it's a green, you can go. If it's an amber, you can't. It's just like, oh my God, it's so much bullshit. Like, I just want to go to Sweden. I want to celebrate ABBA's coming out with a new album after 40 years.
I heard about that. How is it?
I heard about it too. Yeah.
The single is really, really good. They released the single already, so that's great.
Oh, wow.
But, because Iron Maiden just released a new album, and it's fantastic.
The comebacks are amazing.
Yeah, and it's a good album. I listened through it, and I mean, it was an Iron Maiden album. It had all the songs that make it sound like Iron Maiden. Some of them are great. Some of them are just.
ABBA's standard cheese. You know what I mean? It's standard cheese, but they upped their game a little bit, and I'm super impressed with them. And I worked with a guy that lived in Norway for a little bit, and he used to go to Sweden all the time. And he was very reluctant to say the words out loud, but he was like, do you like ABBA? And I was like, I do like ABBA. And he's like, well, let me tell you. And then he just like,
yes!
The whole thing. He's telling me that there's an ABBA museum in Sweden, and they even have like Benny's house, like set up. It's like a 3D thing that you walk in, and it's like you know, like being in virtual reality, like the house that he grew up in. And yes. Like, now I just have to go. Like, I got to do this. Like, I have to do this. So we have got, you know, I got to get the holidays out of the way. And then, because all my flights to Florida that were canceled were on Norwegian Airlines, and they are no longer traveling to the United States. So they gave us all everything. They refunded us all in points instead of money. Yeah.
Oh, darn.
So now I can just go to, I can go to Norway 20 times.
Oh, how unfortunate that is.
But
Tyler, you know that the drummer from, you probably know the drummer from Iron Maiden has a rock and roll ribs.
Oh my God, such ribs.
Yes, he does. And my dad and I went there.
Yeah.
And the first time, and we went there one time, and you know, I think I was in college at that point. So we show up, we go to Rock and Roll Ribs because Nico McBrain has opened
the show. Yeah, yeah.
And we go, and he was there.
No, he's not there.
Yeah. And it is the funniest thing. He came over and
he lives in Boca.
Yes, he lives in Boca. One of my friends went to high school with his son, which is, you know, again, I liked Iron Maiden independently. Then one of my best friends ever went to high school with his son and all of this, and was like, wait a second, he lives there?
And that's awesome.
So we're there and we're eating our ribs, and they're good ribs. It's a good restaurant. It really is. They did a good job. And they've got all the memorabilia
on the walls,
the stage props and everything. It's amazing. And we're sitting there, and my dad's like, I think that's him. And I'm like, yeah, that's him. He comes over to check on us because he's running a business like a good person who runs a business should.
Right.
And he goes, you know, how is everything? And I'm like, oh, it's great. Thank you. No, my dad's just like,
sauce face.
It's good.
Dad usually does great around
celebrities. Well, that's what's funny is he. I saw my dad starstruck, and I've never seen him do that before. And he was just literally like,
he fangirled.
Yeah, he did. Yes. And when I was 14 at a Dragon Force concert, I find him after the concert because it was Dragon Force open for Killswitch Engage. I find him in the back. He was hanging out on the tour bus with them drinking. Just like, oh, I guess you're cooler than me. And then that time I'm like, oh, you know, it's good. Thanks for doing this. And he's just like, that's the trash fire maiden. Like, yes, saw it,
that's
saw
hilarious. We go there a couple of times. I try and hit that at least once when I'm home.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's in your turf, in your area. It's right.
It's right down the street from my mom lives, like right there, like stone's throw.
Yeah. Parking lot from Steak and Shake.
Yeah, right. We could just like go around in a circle. Steak and Shake, tour. Rock and Roll Ribs, my mother. Steak and Shake, Rock and Roll Ribs, my mother. We're off to the Coconut Creek Casino, and we've them all. Cooper,
that's a vacation. I'm in. When are we doing that?
Yeah.
Let's do it, man. We'll hang out at Cooper's Hawk too. Like that, their wine is fantastic. Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, I appreciate your time, Mister, and that drink is outstanding.
Wow.
You have to make it and let me know what you think.
I am definitely down with that. That's fantastic. Much needed. Yeah. Thank you guys so much for
once again.
Thank you so much for having me in the lounge. I love drinking here. I love being here and hanging out.
You knocked this one out of the park, brother. First my mother, then me.
Yes.
I'm back on the website, working on the website. Send me your bio because we're having our very own Tyler section, our mixologist page.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I'll have to come up with some stories. I mean, you know, write down the truth. But
Lost it. Pump up that CV. All right, guys. Have a good night.
Happy birthday and cheers.
Thank you so much. Cheers, guys.
He drank way too much whiskey.
Like, never stop chasing your dreams.